Hey guys, it is time to talk Dark Matter. We are talking Season 2, Episode 2, Kill Them All. We have so much to talk about. Stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, Dark Matter fans. Welcome to the Dark Matter After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. If you have not already, go to youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV. Hit subscribe. We're also on iTunes and SoundCloud. I'm your host, Yael Teagle. I'm joined by the lovely Tari J. Miller.
Hey, I'm Tari J. Miller. You can find me at Tari J, T-A-U-R-I-J-A-Y. I'm also monitoring the chat, so say hello.
Yay.
And let us know your thoughts as we go on.
Yay, Tari's in the chat.
Aw, yeah.
Overall thoughts, what did you think of this episode? Kill Them All.
I thought it was amazing. Mm-hmm. I thought it really, like, from the moment it started, like, there was a lot of momentum, and then you got such a kick-ass finale. Mm. I was also like, yep, this could be the end of the season, and I'm like, good, we're good, done.
Really? Many mysteries were introduced.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, it was a season finale level event.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad that we get to keep going from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved the prison break, that whole sequence from start to finish, everyone doing their part. I'm a big heist fan. You know this. I love heisty movies.
Yeah.
I love cons. So seeing this, I was like, yeah, kick ass, so good. So like everything else, in comparison, I was like, I don't care about the rest of the plot of the episode. I just want to see them break out.
Right.
And we got a new team on the ship. And I'm going to say it. I'm still angry, but I have forgiven Roger.
That's nice.
So, Roger, you are forgiven. I'm no longer angry.
He'll be really glad to hear that.
I don't think he cares. So we're going to start this episode with Shattuck's investigation because she died this episode. So we'll start with her.
Yeah, that was a bummer. I mean, all right, she was a terrible person.
She was a bitch and she knew it.
But I think that they only made her so mean and like unlikable to justify her dying.
Because
like otherwise it would have felt really harsh. But like she was slapping a kid. So like I think it was okay.
She slapped a kid. She pulled a gun on a kid. She said she was going to kill this child.
Yeah.
I agree with you that she had to, so that it was okay. Because otherwise it was just murder.
Yeah.
But we have her investigation, and we don't know who she really works for, and
right.
Blah, 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 blah. Sorry, the prison break was just so great that I was listening to them do the investigation about the Whitehall bomb and the whole storyline, and I went, yeah, let's just break out of prison now.
Well, okay, so for me,
yes,
I found it really interesting, and it's also why I say it was a bummer that she died, because in a way, you got this feeling that she was kind of like a Rorschach-type character, if you've seen Watchmen,
mm-hmm.
Where she's like just out to get the truth, and she'll do whatever it takes to kind of find the pieces, whether like she does it by good or bad means.
Mm-hmm.
And so like I felt that she was a character that would have been just right on this really gray team that we have, being the Dark Matter team, or
yeah,
the team Amnesia, as some people call them.
Love it.
So
the Raza crew, you
the
mean?
The Raza crew, yes. So I think it would have been interesting to see her on there. But like, I hope that someone picks up where she left off in this crusade to like really nail down what happened and get justice for that 15,000 people.
Yeah.
15,000.
50,000.
Yeah.
She said that a lot. I think what's really amusing is how much I'm like, man, I don't really care for her, because this show has made me care so much about murderers that I'm like, here's a police investigation, which, for those who know, I cover the SVU After Show. I love police investigations, but they've made me care so much about criminals that I went, nah, screw the popo. Like, who cares about investigating crimes? Meh. That's where I'm at right now.
I guess so.
That's where my head's at, and it's a weird feeling for me.
I mean, It's nice, though.
Yeah.
Because, you know, criminals are people, too.
They're misunderstood.
Totally.
Yeah, so we have this investigation, which, you know, I like her trying to get someone to, you know, turn on the team, but they're too close. Were we surprised that Three didn't wasn't the one to give up? A little bit. I hate that, because we look at Boone and we say he's always in it for himself. And to see him be a team player, I went, meh. I like it better when he's in it for himself.
I mean, but it benefits him,
yeah,
for everyone else to work together. So right. in essence, he's still being like the opportunistic guy. It's just the best offer on the table,
right,
was, you know, to get out.
He's becoming more and more a team player, as we learn when they're going through the plan. And he says, "We're leaving team members behind." I was like, "Shut up, Boone! You don't care."
Two things, yes, from the chat.
Awesome.
Our good friend, Joseph Malozzi.
Hey!
Says, "Psychotic murderers are people too! Come to the dark side, yell!"
Done.
Yes. Does it.
Oh, those are the two.
Those are the two.
I love it. Great. Also, thank you for reading it with such gusto.
I have to.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Just to finish up the whole Shattuck investigation, when she's talking to Five and she says that at first she thought she was a kidnapping victim, but no one cared about her being gone, that she was a stowaway who made herself useful, which now makes her an accomplice.
Right.
It's an interesting argument. I know that it's her, you know, to go back to SVU, it's her tactics to make a deal, mm-hmm, to get her to turn. But it's also a good point that she did become an accomplice, like very much a willing accomplice.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, her whole arc has basically been innocent child to dark gray criminal. Like,
Hardened criminal.
Like, it really kind of culminated in this episode,
yeah,
where you see her going from being, like, a really nice person who wants everyone to survive, mm-hmm, to, like, ordering a robot to murder bunch of people.
We will get to that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that
and the
beautiful
chat is all over it. They're talking about the three rules of robotics, so we'll get there.
Okay.
But, like, and I find it interesting because in the last episode of last season, they were talking about how, or at least Six was talking about how everyone was trying to be more like her, mm-hmm, and all the while she's becoming more like them. And so they're meeting in this weird middle, mm-hmm, which is, that middle is the place where we love them,
yeah,
where they're still moral, but they're, you know, they're doing just enough crime to be edgy.
Because that's what makes people edgy.
Totally.
Crime.
Yeah.
So we also have Trufant, who comes in and is trying to see who's going to break and where. I like that she points out that she was expecting to talk to Two, because it is super weird to have her talking to Three. Because Three is not the one you talk. Boone is a muscle guy. Boone is not a brains guy.
Uh-huh.
No offense, Anthony. That's going to bite me. Anyway, so I like that that she comes in and is trying to figure out where they're at and what they're doing, and then does the eye thing
with
the blueprints. Creepy.
That was cool, though.
It was awesome, but creepy.
There's like a, there's a anime equivalent.
Tell us about it, anime fan.
Yeah, there's this thing called a Geass, right? In which you send a bird out of your eye. It's like a metaphysical bird.
Uh-huh.
And then you, like, you can have people do things. And it's like a special power, and that's what that made me think of, and it was amazing. I like the crossing of the two worlds. I'd like to imagine that someone in that writer's room is like, "We're gonna Geass the crap out of this guy."
Nerd.
You're a nerd.
Yes, yes, I am.
Okay, cool, yeah.
And thank you to all the nerds who are joining us. Yay, sci-fi! thank you guys so much. As you know, we love this show. We asked to do this show this season. We found a panel. We have more people that will be joining us throughout the season. We're so excited because we love this show. We ask you to do a very simple thing for us. Go to iTunes, hit subscribe. Tara, you should be going to iTunes right now and checking if we have ratings and reviews.
Mm-hmm,
hit
mm-hmm,
subscribe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If you like us, give us a 5-star rating. If you don't like us, you can give us a 4-star rating, because the other stars, they do not work. There it is. So yeah, and then bang on your keyboard and let us know what we're doing well, what we can be doing better, how we can improve, who you're shipping. I got corrected by a lot of people last week in the comments about, I was calling the ship Tix, and they said that it's Twix. Well, either way, we're shipping the same people and we want the same thing. So calm down. Should I keep going? So also yeah, we got going. Great comments about how great Twix is. Really a lot of comments about how great Twix is because people love Twix. In cool. fact, in this episode, oh, good. Go on.
I want to see how long you can go.
You know I can keep talking. Girl, I could talk for hours.
All right. We got two really good ones. I tried to make them. Yeah.
Read them.
I will.
I'm in your read sexy the, voice.
Oh, in my sexy voice? All right. We'll try to make this a fast, sexy voice.
Okay.
So Excited by River Song.
Ooh.
Yeah. What a nerd. Binge season one on Netflix and was very excited for season two. Love the other after show, so I was excited for you guys. We're doing this one. First episode was great. Can't wait for more ticks.
Yay!
Yeah, ticks.
Ticks. Ticks picks.
Ticks picks.
Go on.
What else we got? Dark Matter Fanatic. 5 stars. The other one was 5 stars as well.
Yay!
Bye, Dark Matter Fanatic.
Oh, shock.
Hello, Dark Matter AfterBuzz crew. Big fan of the show and what you guys do to keep up with the good work. I can't read. I'm excited because this is my first comment on iTunes.
Woo! Yay, congratulations.
Yeah, that's really exciting.
That's, I'm flattered.
Yeah, I'm honored that you would, like, take the time to comment for us.
Yeah.
And then it's more. It's like, so here goes the praise.
Oh.
It's all well overdue. I adore Yell and Tari. I'm geeking out right now. You both are funny, quirky, down to earth. I smile the whole time watching
Aww.
You. Thank you so much for reviewing my favorite sci-fi show.
Aw, that's so sweet.
Yep.
I'm gonna cry a little.
Aw. Aw.
Okay. I'm done crying. Thank you guys. So that's what we give you. Shh. That's
get it together over there.
I can't. Because we're not going to talk about the prison break. So that's what we're going to give you. If you write us a review, we will read it live on the air. And thank you for it because we appreciate it because it helps us get people to watch our show
yeah.
and to maybe get guests and interviews. Hint, hint, interviews. cool. Let's talk about the prison break.
Let's do it.
Okay. So Six finally realizes that he made a huge mistake, Roger, and he helps Five. I love this. I love him being the big brother that he's supposed to. I love that he's helping out his team. I love that he has realized that him as a cop is not correct because the cops are corrupt on this show. to clarify. But
yes, I like that the parentheses in
the
that
Galactic
one.
Authority is corrupt. And so Six realizes that he's got to help his sister out because she's his baby sister and they're so cute.
Okay.
So he helps her out. He takes her to, he gets her taken to see the android because the android says, my loyalty is to my crew. I take orders from them. And so when he can't get her to do it, she says, you're no longer a member of this crew. In fact, it's arguable you ever were. Oh my God. What a beautiful android burn.
She's so sassy.
She's the best.
Ah, man. I would like to imagine that, like, after that scene, he went and cried in his bunker.
When Zoe's mean to you, you cry. I'll tell you that firsthand. No, Zoe was never mean to me.
I wouldn't imagine.
No. So Two gets put into solitary to talk to Six because he needs to talk to her. I like that he's like, I'm Galactic Authority. She goes, yeah, I figured it out because she's smarter than that.
Uh-huh.
But it made me remember that, one knows because one's gone, but, 3 and 4
yeah.
didn't know what happened to Six.
Right.
Because all they know is that 2, 3, and 4 are together.
Mm-hmm.
So confusing with the numbers. So 2, 3, and 4 were together. They don't know what happened to 5. They don't know what happened to 1. They don't know what happened to 6.
Yeah.
So it's really nice to have this conversation where we figure it out. Is there something you would like to read?
What?
It looks like there's something somebody's saying something funny.
Well,
someone's making fun of me.
There's a whole thing right now going on about they're doing a bunch of shipping stuff.
Oh, great.
So when you're talking about 2 and 6, some let's see,
2 and 6.
One Lanavis one said Twix, but it's like the candy between 2 and 6.
Uh-uh.
That's going to be really confusing. So we'll just stick with Tix Pix, and then that one can be Twix.
Ah.
People are also shipping Three and True Fault, having it be Three Fault.
I'm imagining that, and that feels like a lot of angry lovemaking.
Yeah, it's like, that's like Buffy and Spike level, yeah, destructive love.
Uh-huh. I'm down. Go on.
Yeah.
These are some great ships, guys.
And now they're just praising the androids' burns and talking about why the sci-fi has such corrupt governments.
Yeah, what? Because, you know, that's so unrealistic, corrupt governments.
I've never... Well,
okay.
Yeah.
So then we see... So when Five is with the android,
yeah,
and she says... Oh, I love what she says. She says, you have to... I'm part of the crew, and you have to do what I say. She goes, of course. So she says, kill them all. And it was beautiful. And that fight was... I'm sorry. That fight sequence was amazing.
Yeah.
Seeing Zoe wrap her legs around a guy's neck and take him down. Mm-hmm. And then with the guns and the way she just drops the gun. It was like a mic drop with a gun. It was a beautiful fight sequence.
Yeah.
Bye, Lola.
Aw.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
I like her, but, you know.
Maybe. I mean, we didn't see her face being exploded, so maybe the android...
That's real, I'm gonna be honest, that's real expensive. Real expensive.
I'm just hoping that maybe off camera, like, the shot was right next to her face, like in movies where they spare someone, it's like, you're lucky, and then they walk away.
Yeah, but the android was ordered to kill them all.
Yeah, I know.
She would have not done her job.
I know.
So then... Five picks up Bubba and is using that.
Yeah.
That was great.
It was.
Because it's bigger than her.
Yeah, in my mind, because I like zany things.
Yeah.
I just, I was hoping that the first time she shot it, it would fling her backwards.
I thought so too. I thought she was going to fall.
Yeah.
I would have liked that every time she shot it, she fell and had to get back up. That would have been great. Worth it.
Yeah, that would have been great. Or like the every time, like after the first time, the android would like brace her.
Oh yeah,
that'd be sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, Joseph Malozzi says, "Die, Lola, die."
Oh, nice. Sad. That was beautiful. It's funny. Okay. So then four. Now let's deal with four and that whole situation. So to get off, they need a ship, and his people want to take him and. Do a trial of their own. So they send in his childhood friend.
Misaki?
That's the one. I was like, where did I write this down? Misaki. And their fight sequence. Well, first he goes to medical to delay them because Six took two to solitary. God, it's like math class all over again.
Two numbers are coming at each other at the same speed. And,
Six and two are in solitary.
Yes.
And four is in medical. Five has Bubba.
How long until these numbers meet? But yeah, I like that they tried this this delay tactic, and it was to no avail. Like, she was like, it don't matter, we're going to take you anyway.
Right, but it bought them the right amount of time that they needed. Because they didn't know how long... Two was going to be in solitary with Six. I feel like I'm saying dirty things, but I'm trying not to, so I'm making up numbers instead of things, but I'm not saying dirty. This is very difficult for my head.
Okay.
Okay.
I get you. It's like that episode of Friends.
Yes.
Yes.
Thanks. Earlier, Two and Three and Four were almost murdered by the warden, and then Eric's had to save them. So now Eric's wants to escape with them, and Nyx is helping.
Right.
So complicated.
I mean, I like that they're building basically like a new crew.
Yeah.
We'll
get to the new crew.
Yeah. I really liked Misaki, and I was glad that they didn't kill her.
Mm-hmm.
Because one, she makes a good match for Ryu.
Yeah.
Ryo. One's a dragon and one's not. She makes
four.
She makes a really good match for Four. Like, last week we were talking about how I felt like Four is the most likely to, like, turn on everyone. And when he does, he's the most formidable foe.
Mm-hmm.
But now he has someone who is literally his equal. And that is a good foil, that she can either become a constant threat, mm-hmm. or she can become this amazing, like, love interest that essentially he has to turn, and then they can, you know, work out on the ship together, and, you know.
For Saki!
Yeah.
For Saki, I ship it, absolutely.
Yeah.
I kind of imagine her being, like, the Cronus of this, and so, like, her chasing them around.
Uh-huh.
You saw him?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. That's a Legends of Tomorrow reference. She's totally Cronus. Anyway.
Yeah.
So then we have this whole situation with the Sonic Disabler, which we discussed a little bit at the end of last week, in the episode that they thought, because Two has her nanobots.
Nanites.
Sorry, every show calls them something different, so I can't remember what they're supposed to be called. You know, Doctor Who and Revolution and Killjoys and Dark Matter. Anyway, so her nanobots, nanites.
Uh-huh. Nanites.
And their theory is that it'll help her recover from the Sonic Disabler faster than everyone else.
Right.
What concerns me is the entire plan of their escape was dependent on this.
Uh-huh.
And there was no way to guarantee that it would work.
Right.
So, like, they almost could have ruined any chance of escape had this not worked for her. Also, we discussed as she gets up and gets his pass, she should have taken the earplugs as well.
Yeah. I mean, I think that for her, at least, the way that the plan rolled out is she figured everyone who would be able to reactivate the sonic pulse mm-hmm. would be disabled by the time that she would have needed the earpiece, I guess. But no, I agree. It was a risk. And that, what is the Raza but not a risk-taking group of people?
Absolutely. It was the biggest risk. So then we have everyone trying to get onto the ship now. But Anders comes to try to stop them. And then we have this Six versus Anders where they shoot each other.
Uh-huh.
And they drag Six on to the ship. Six.
Yeah, that was actually a really sad moment. Because, like, I would imagine that Anders, whatever.
The other Galactic Authority.
I imagine that he was once, like, Six. A very, like, stalwart, noble guy who's always trying to do the right thing. Mm-hmm. And then, over time, he's realized that, essentially, he can't be righteous and work for the police because it's a corrupt institution. Mm-hmm. And so, like, having him try to, like, almost try to save his friend and try to do what he feels is, like, the right thing to do because he's a police officer and he can't let these criminals go. And he, like, ends up, one, shooting his friend and dying for it, which is a bummer.
I wanted him to get on the ship, too. I mean, if they're taking everybody. Let me tell you who's on the crew right now. Because I made a list, right? Okay. We got 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yes.
The android, who's unable to connect to the Neuralink, which, right. Huge mystery there. Devin, that kid from the infirmary.
Uh-huh.
Nix, who, I'm gonna say it, once they're on the ship and they get back to the Raza and they get their clothing and stuff, she's gonna look all cute, but I want her to keep in that white shirt because I really like what she did with it. Eric's, who I don't trust because he was a gang leader in prison.
Yeah.
And an injured Six, which they decide to freeze.
Yeah.
That's our crew.
Such a big crew.
Yeah, it's real big.
Circling back to Eric's.
Sure.
I really grew to like him. I mean, because everyone now...
he gave them grapes?
He did. He gave them grapes. Which, speaking of the grapes, I did really... like, I didn't catch it on the first viewing, but the second viewing, when Three asks how the grapes get in, and then he goes, doesn't want to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't realize that was like a, how do they get in there butt joke.
Did you? You didn't catch that?
Not the first time.
The first time I went, you don't want to. Oh, he knows. He doesn't want to ask that. I know where those grapes came from. They've been washed.
I mean, but like the raw. Anyway,
go.
But I think now it's an interesting dynamic now because everyone essentially, for the most part, serves a purpose. In the first crew, like the first Six.
Yeah.
they were just trying to figure out who they were. No one really needed to serve a purpose. We had people who were muscle. We had the leader. And then we had, like, some tech people. Mm-hmm. And then we had one who was just there. Because he was moral compass, but, like, he wasn't, like, a doctor. He wasn't... But now we have a doctor. We have Eryx, who's basically, like, a diplomat. We have Two, who is a secondary leader, but a great second-in-command to Two, so that...
Nix.
What
you
did
said
I say?
Two. You said Two is a secondary leader to Two.
I'm crazy.
Yeah. So Nix is a secondary leader to Two.
Yeah, Nix is a secondary leader to Two.
Also, now that One is out of the picture, somebody's going to have to scratch that itch.
That's true.
Nix,
yes. Of course. Or...
Sorry, I'm picturing it in my head.
Or Devin. It's okay. Like, I'm a doctor. Okay. No. I know what to do with we're these not, hands,
we're
girl.
We're not playing doctor here. I don't trust Devin, and I take back all of my theories about Devin from last time, because I don't know what I was talking about. But uh-huh. I don't trust Devin, not one bit. Where did he come from? We met him for a split second, and then all of a sudden he's helping Four, and then he's like, can I come? I'm like, that's not, I don't trust him. And Eryx, I don't trust either. Eryx is like an even worse Boone, right? So like Three is always looking out for number one, mm-hmm. for himself, I mean. And I think Eryx is worse than that, that if he was in the Shattuck interrogation, he would have absolutely turned on the team. That's what I believe about Eryx. Before we get, because we're starting to predict, yes?
Malozzi says that you're so distrustful of everyone.
Thank you. yeah, thank you. So before we get into, because we're starting to predict, I want to real quickly touch on Moss's death, that now the crew knows that One is dead, and that we found out that he has been missing for 10 months. So we now kind of have, I believe, a timeline of the Raza crew, right? So they were together 10 months. And Six joined them 3 months ago.
Right.
And they lost their memory 2 months ago.
Yeah.
So, but when did, remind me, you may remember this, Five stows away once they've already become a crew.
Right.
Six is already there.
Yes.
So she's only been there for less than 3 months.
Yes. She was there... she was only there a short while before she erased their memories, because in the time between Six joining and her getting on there, or in between
it's
Six joining and yeah, it's 1 month. And in that month, they discovered that Six was a police officer. Then she erased their memories, and that's where we came in.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Whew. So what?
I'm just you're whoo, like you're just taking it all I'm in.
Here's why, because when I talked to the cast in a month ago, when was that? In May.
Yes.
They said we don't know how long they've all been on there, and we don't know how long this has been going. How long were they together before they lost their memories? Well, now we know. So, like, that's why this is a big deal, because they were playing it all coy.
Uh-huh.
And now I have an answer. Melissa. Okay, so, anyway.
Ooh, calling people out.
I'm calling them all out. All right, let's talk about, as I was referring to, Aoife from Lost Girl.
Uh-huh.
Because we know her name because we looked it up, but I don't think it was said ever. No. So I'm just gonna continue to refer to her as Aoife, as opposed to revealing who she is.
Okay. Yes. Mysterious lady.
Who has a Hughes. Yeah. Hughes yes. is her errand boy.
Ah, yes, of course.
So the first time we see her at the beginning of the episode, I wrote down, she said, they need to understand that no one messes with me. Cut them loose. If they're smart, they'll see it coming. If not, I have no sympathy for them. So that's her on the phone before Hughes interrupts her. Mm-hmm. And then the second time we see her, she's on the phone. She said, they didn't see it coming. All right, well, then send flowers and my condolences and let me know when the company goes into receivership. So that's the phone call she's on.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume that those are relevant.
Yes.
I'm also going to assume that they have to do with Moss's death.
Yes.
Fair assumptions?
Yes, of course.
But could be completely irrelevant. and could be having nothing to do with Moss.
But why would they put it in there if...
Girl, I don't know. I didn't write this show.
Hey, that's true. Girl. I'm just saying. I think it would be a weird thing if the writers, like, midway through were just like, let's have her make a personal phone call. And then we'll just come in the middle of... That's how improv skits start.
Yeah.
Not television shows.
All right. So the other thing, when Hughes first interrupts her, we see a crew list, and he says, we finally found her, and she goes, hello, pumpkin. So we assume, and I read some reviews that also made the same assumption, that Five is a relative of hers. Now, we find out that her parents died, so the theory that I read was that she is an aunt.
Mm, okay.
Now, on the second time we see her after she's interrupted, we see the new crew ship, which is the rest of our crew. And we hear, our asset is on board the ship with them. Now let's go get him. Now, are we to believe that someone who has joined them, so Nyx, Eryx, or Devon, is their asset?
Mm.
And that this asset is watching over Five? Or is Five the asset that they have forgotten, she has forgotten that she is important? Is she related? Is Aoife going to be her mother? Like she always is. She was, yeah. Okay.
Yes. I mean, thoughts? Those are good questions. I mean, I would imagine that that Five is the asset.
Mm-hmm.
And that essentially maybe she doesn't remember or who said it in here?
Someone in the chat?
Yes. Mr. Goku Jr.
Hey, says, Mr. Goku Jr.
Yeah, he's an oldie but goodie. Or she. But, says that Five is a sleeper agent, which I like the idea of, like, essentially having a trigger that makes her, like, either turn into a psycho killer or something, like...
You mean like Wendy, Ruby Rose's character, when she was the recreation bot?
Yes, just like that.
I love that. Can we bring her back? We can. She's somewhere on the ship. We just got to put her back together. Put her back together.
That's oh yeah.
Sorry.
Ivan Soto thinks that the asset could be Devon, though.
Mm, absolutely, I agree. I think we're starting to, so we might as well spend the rest of the time in predictions.
Mm.
Yeah, because I have so much to predict. Now, bright pink. You're predictions. Okay. So in the trailer for next week in the promo to add to our prediction time. We see the android is laying there in the sick bay. I assume that has something to do with the inability to connect by Neuralink.
Mm-hmm.
2, 3, and 4 have headaches. And Devon says they have the outward signs of a coma. Brain activity, something that's muffled. I assume is normal is what he's saying. But who knows, because it was muffled.
Yes.
2 doesn't remember 5 and says, if I don't get some answers, I'm going to blow your head off.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you had a great theory.
Yeah. So I had theorized that essentially that them going into the coma was them regaining their memories from before and then losing the time that they've had since losing their memories. So essentially they're reverting back to their previous selves.
Mm.
So that would erase all of their memories of 5. That would erase everything that's happened with, like, 1 and 6 and all that stuff.
And prison and breaking out and who Nyx is.
Right.
That's going to throw a wrench in Twix.
Or it'll be the perfect segue. She'll be like, you don't remember? We were in love. Mwah, 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 nom, 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 nom.
What is this? Nomming?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, like eating it all up.
Sure.
Yeah.
You okay. Took that there.
Oh.
Yep.
All right. Hey. Ivan Soto also thinks that the Raza go back to their own selves.
Okay. So that's a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
I think Devon is... I think Devon could be the asset. I think that we were misled by the first time we see the crew, and Aoife says, that's not her name, Aoife says, hello, pumpkin. I think we were misled to believe that she's talking about 5, and I think it has to do a lot more with what's 2 and her whole non-fully human thing.
Right.
So I feel like Aoife probably works with Dr. Wil Wheaton.
Uh-huh.
And so I think that that's going to be a thing. I love the way I rename everyone on this show.
Yeah.
I also think, so Devin, I don't trust this kid. He came out of nowhere and I don't like him.
I mean, but now that one's gone, we need another like moral center idealist guy.
Yeah, that's not him.
You don't know that.
He's evil. I do.
Is it because you hate people named Devin?
No.
Oh, okay.
Do I?
I don't know.
I can't think.
It was a valid, it was just a question.
It's a valid question.
Yeah.
If I hate any of their names, it's Eric's, because there's more than one.
Well, actually, it's spelled with an A. It's A-R-I-X or something. So that's different. It's
two Eric's.
Yes, two Eric's.
I would like the idea of him
one
having like...
One with a C, one with a K.
Okay. I would like the idea of him having this like dual personality, and that's why he's Eric's. I would love that.
Wouldn't that be great? Who am I talking to? Eric 1 or Eric 2?
If we're throwing out numbers here. Yeah, I think that Aoife's whole storyline will last us through the season. I think we won't deal with it until the end. I think we're just going to see bits of her in the beginning and the end.
Yeah.
I also predict that Dr. Bill Wheaton will return because the whole storyline of who 2 is definitely needs to continue to play out.
Right.
I absolutely think that 2 and Nyx are going to hook up. That has to happen.
Oh, yeah, it has to.
Because otherwise I'll be real disappointed. I'm just saying. And I like the idea of 3 getting jealous.
Yeah.
Sorry, I pictured something in my head.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Was it just as jealousy? You pictured some good jealousy?
It was 3 and 2 and Nyx.
Oh, so you were picturing 3 and some? Or more people doing stuff?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, cool.
I also think we're going to see Jace. Oh, that was something I wanted to talk about. I read an article about, I don't know the actor's name, who played one.
Okay.
/ Jace Corso. Corso?
Yeah, Corso.
Thanks. I believe he's not a series regular for the rest of the season.
Okay.
And he's essentially, they killed off one to kill him off. And so we'll definitely see Jace again, but I don't think we'll see him as big part of an overall storyline. That's my prediction based on the thing that I read.
Okay. That's a bummer.
Unless he's working for Aoife.
Well, I would imagine, based on that personal phone call she had.
Yeah, the call she made.
Yeah, that she sent sent Jace to take out one, and that's why she's like, well, yeah, you know, didn't see it coming. Ha-ha, I'm amazing. That was my impression of her. It was very spot on. Thank you.
It felt like I was watching Lost Girl again.
Yeah, I know. That I've studied real hard.
Yeah.
So I think that she definitely hired him, so she could be his personal, or he could be her personal hitman.
I like that.
Yeah.
I also predict we're not going to see the warden anymore, because he felt like a cartoon.
Well, yes.
Like, I'm going to kill them all. Wah, wah. There they go. They flew away. Here's my drink.
I loved it, because he was the only person who was just, like, really going for it, you know? And I would imagine, yes, you are correct. This is probably his last episode. So that's why he was like, I'm going to act the crap out of this.
No, and, I think he was meant to be cartoony.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's even a warden. Just the way it was shot.
Yeah.
It, like, he had all these, like, which were, they were great. Yeah. I think it really worked, because the show was kind of zany.
Yeah.
And I like zany comedy. So, like, I think he played it to a T.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think it was great, because otherwise there's a warden in a prison who's trying to kill his prisoners because he'd rather not deal with them. Like, that's a really horrific thing to think about.
Yeah.
So you have to make him all cartoony. And I like that he's always telling his number 2, his, like, right-hand man, we gotta kill him.
Yeah.
Look at Eric's is running this prison and we're not. Wah, wah.
Like your wah, wah.
That's how I imagine cartoons.
Yeah, it's just the sad trombone.
Yeah.
I'm a warden.
In my head, he's Yosemite Sam.
Uh-huh. Of course.
He's shooting off. Okay. Yeah, those are our predictions. Do we have any good predictions in the chat that you want to share? you want to make some jump sounds?
Well, all right.
Are we getting corrected?
No.
Okay.
Ivan Soto really doesn't trust Knicks. So that's one of the main things.
Oh, yeah.
Really thinks not trustworthy.
Because she's hot.
Oh, yeah. Everyone who's hot is not trustworthy.
Devin.
Oh, interesting.
What? He's handsome.
It's true.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's the main thing going on. People are sad that one is gone.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I think I'd be heartbroken if Knicks turns out to be an asset or a trader or something.
Yeah.
Not just because I want Twix to happen, but because I feel like Knicks is so cool, and mm-hmm. it would be like the Wendy twist,
right?
That she was there to have fun and be part of the team, kind of, and be obnoxious to the android,
right?
So like a twist that Nyx, who comes in to be part of the team and like is kick ass and awesome, to then be not helpful or on their side, that would make me sad.
though. And this is mostly because I like dark versions of characters.
I know.
I would love it if she ended up being the anti too. Like, we know that they are on equal ground in terms of battling. So I feel like this season it would be great if the essentially we ended up with a Nega Raza crew.
Mm.
So it's like the Raza crew, but like they're equal and opposites.
Who would I think Devin would be great. Who would Devin be the opposite of?
Formerly one, but I guess you could say he's probably the equivalent to like Six in terms of like moral fiber.
We don't know anything about him. You're making decisions based on him.
Yes, I've gleaned his character based on his want to keep Fora in the hospital. And he is he's lawful good. He's lawful good. He made some mistakes in his life, and
we don't know what they're all in for. I mean, I assume that Eric's is like, was a gang leader. Like, I assume he was a white collar criminal.
Right.
Al Capone type. Like, he was a mafia guy, obviously. Yeah. But Nyx, maybe she was misunderstood.
Right.
And Devin probably was a doctor who accidentally killed a patient.
Yeah. You know, did something unlawful.
Or he was a drug. He like, sorry, in my head now he's Dr. House. That's where course. I went. Yeah.
Malozzi says, Nega Raza crew, you say.
I like how he talks now.
Yeah. That's it. Ivan Soto says we already had an anti-Raza crew in season one. Which I would beg to differ. They were also mercenaries, mm-hmm. the ones that helped deliver the device.
The one but with they the were, brother and sister?
Yes. Uh-huh. But they weren't equal.
Right, no.
I want equals because that is a more interesting pairing. Malozzi also says, 3 is chaotic neutral. 2
Nerds!
Is lawful neutral.
Nerds!
1 is lawful good. Yeah.
Nerds. You're all such nerds. I say as I lead the dark matter panel.
Yeah.
Nerds. I am really excited to see what happens with the android. I said it in May when I talked to them, and I'll say it again. She needs a name.
Uh-huh.
I suggest Anne. I will also accept Andrea.
Okay.
Those are my
not Roidy.
No.
You know, because she's super strong.
Oh my god, that fight sequence was amazing. Alright, we've lost.
We're spiraling out of control.
Alright. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Thank you to everyone live in the chat. Thank you to everyone on iTunes. Tari, if they want to keep up with you throughout the week, where can they do that?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Tari J. It's TauriJay. What about you, Yell?
That was beautifully done. Thank you. You guys know where to find me. I'm everywhere at Yell TV, YAEL.TV. There you'll find info about the beautiful dress from Her Universe. Thanks, guys. It's Star Wars. Also, I have a podcast. It's called Intimate Interrogations. A new episode comes out tonight. Sometimes it's filthy. Sometimes it's not. And I don't remember what tonight is. So, yay! You should check it out. Also, everywhere at Yell Teagle, YAELTYGIEL. And we will be back next week for more Dark Matter. Bye!
See ya!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.